You Are Loved by Sheila Cobb at havinggod.com. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. We want to give up on ourselves time and time again when it comes to the love of God. We tell ourselves we've failed again. Why should he love us and forgive us this time? We quote this John 3, 16 verse so much, we know it by heart. And yet still, we continue to run away from God and believe he's against us and not for us. We know he loves us and we believe he loves us. Yet when it comes to feeling if he truly loves us, we hesitate. We're not really sure. The key thing to knowing if God truly loves us is to keep trying him again and again, to keep coming to him and talking to him and proving him in your life. You can't give up on him because he hasn't given up on you at all. As long as you have breath in your body, you are loved. As long as you can talk to him in your mind, you are loved. The Bible tells us that nothing can ever separate us from the love of God. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Romans 8, verses 38 through 39. So it doesn't matter what you've done today, yesterday, or even tomorrow. God will love you until the end. There is always room for repentance and the chance with him to be forgiven. The important thing is to never give up on his love for you and on the power of the cross. Every day, we need to keep repenting, keep turning away from the desires of our flesh and of the things of this world, and recommit ourselves to the will of the Father. It is a daily process. Remember what Jesus has said. We need to take up our cross and follow him daily. Luke 9, verse 23. This is not just once in a while or a spur of the moment thing. We need to be following the Lord and talking to him and repenting daily. That's why Apostle Paul said this, I die daily. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 31. Meaning, he brings himself to subjection to follow Christ every day. He asks for God's grace and forgiveness. He takes up his cross and follows Jesus. John the Baptist said it this way, he must increase, but I must decrease. John 3, verse 30. When we bring ourselves to the presence of the Lord, humble ourselves before him, there is no limit to how many times we will feel the love of God. All it takes is a humbleness of mind and spirit, accepting the fact that we are not perfect and we will fail. We need God. When we do this, go to him with understanding of our need of him. His love will fill us through and through. There is nothing he will not do for us because he loves us so much. We have to accept the fact that we are humans and we will fail. We're not a deity. We are not perfect. We are not God. Even if we have the Spirit of God, it doesn't make us God. We are still liable to failure and susceptible to sin. we somehow get this idea that before God can love us first, we need to be good and right and perfect. We work on earning God's favor first before we will open up our hearts completely to Him. We avoid prayer and talking to Him with all of our hearts after examining ourselves and finding that there's no way God can accept us. We forget entirely that Christ came down and gave His body at the cross for this very reason. We are not good and perfect, and we need Him to make us good and perfect. We are sinners, and He came to set us free from our sins. We will fail, yet He died for us, so we can overcome and be victorious. He has come to give us life abundantly, even without us having to be good first. This is the entire reason He sacrificed Himself for us. The Bible tells us, "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Romans 5 verse 8. You are loved, and if you need to feel it, talk to Him about it. Ask God to let you feel His love. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Matthew 28, verse 20. For He had said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Hebrews 13, verse 5. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41 verse 10. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. John 6, verse 37. Prayer. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Father, that your love is true. I thank you that you never ever change. You are the same yesterday, today, and will be forever. I need you, Father. I need you in my life. Please, Lord Jesus, forgive me from all of my sins and from all of my unrighteousness. I'm so lost without you, Jesus. Please forgive me and help me to be more like you. Help me to follow you all the way and receive your love. Increase my faith in your love for me, Jesus, and help me to believe that you will never fail me or give up on me. Help me to see and feel your love for me every day. I love you, and I ask you for all these things, and especially for more love for you today. I pray, Father, in your most wonderful name, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.